Jewish Update is brought to you by Talia's Steakhouse, the Glatt kosher restaurant in Manhattan's Upper West Side. Please visit us at www.taliassteakhouse.com. Chabad Daily Study.
December 9, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Rambam 3 Chapter Per Day, Hebrew. Today in Hash 39. S Lesson, Bat Aduma, Chapter 8, Bat Aduma, Chapter 9, Bat Aduma, Chapter 10.
Chabad Daily Study. December 9, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Chumash with Rashi. Parshat Vayishlach, 6th portion. Genesis chapter 35 verse 12-36-19, with Rashi.
Chabad Daily Quote.
December 9, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Quote. Kislev 15, 5783 December 9, 2022. Throughout the week, GD speaks the world into existence. On Shabbat, the worlds ascend from the level of divine speech to the level of divine thought. The Chassidic Masters.
Marav.co.il. December 9, 1011 Asia Jerusalem, Restore and Preserve. Perpetuating the heritage of the Jewish community in Afghanistan. The Aleph Foundation, a Swiss group whose goal is to protect cultural heritage sites in conflict zones, received permission to restore a Jewish building and mikveh in Herat under the auspices of the Taliban. JerusalemPost.com, Diaspora.
December 9, 7:30 Asia Jerusalem, in viral clip, French TV host asks Jewish guest why he wears a kippah in public. Though brief, the exchange illustrated the starkly different perspectives on religious expression in France, the United States and elsewhere in the Western world.
JerusalemPost.com, Diaspora.
December 9, 504 Asia Jerusalem, where our families come from, Jewish Holocaust history. On a July morning, I found myself with my 6 Israeli daughters in a tiny German village outside of Bad Mergentheim, Germany, where I lived until the age of 4.
JerusalemPost.com, Diaspora. December 9, 345 Asia Jerusalem, ADL head explains anti-Semitism as guest on hip-hop radio show, The Breakfast Club. Greenblatt's appearance on the hip-hop radio show was scheduled to engage with different communities and learn from each other to prevent hatred from spreading.
Ynet, Jewish Scene.
December 8, 2157 Asia Jerusalem, Jewish Ukrainian soldier, 21, killed in combat against Russian army. Friends of Vladislav Shein say he was very proud of his Jewish heritage and would wear tefillin every morning on the front.
My Jewish Learning. December 8, 2038 Asia Jerusalem, Nadarim 46. I have an ongoing debate with some friends. If someone brings a box of flavored donuts into work and you want to try them all but you don't want to eat 7 whole donuts, it seems reasonable to start dividing the donuts and serving yourself fractional portions.
Chabad Daily Quote.
December 8, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Quote. Kislev 14. 5783 December 8, 2022. In physical foods, there are two types of delicacies, sweet and luscious foods, and tart and sour foods that are spiced and garnished so that they are made into delicacies that gratify the soul. Chabad Daily Study.
December 8, 1900 Asia Jerusalem, Daily Chumash with Rashi. Parshat Vayishlach, 5th portion, Genesis chapter 34 verse 1-35-11, with Rashi.
My Jewish Learning. December 8, 1847 Asia Jerusalem, the real history of potato latkes will surprise you. This time of year, I'm often thinking about latkes. As the days get shorter and colder, my main consolation is anticipating Hanukkah, and planning what to cook for gatherings with friends and family.
Ynet, Jewish Scene.
December 8, 1838 Asia Jerusalem, Gulf Jewry experiences renaissance after Abraham Accords. As Jewish communities thrive in friendly Gulf states, some believe the Accords may go on to usher in a golden era for Jews in the Arab world at large.
My Jewish Learning. December 8, 1515 Asia Jerusalem, Parashat Vayishlach, Facing Fear After Loss. Parashat Vayishlach opens with the riveting story of Jacob's night-long struggle with a divine messenger. Two acts of naming occur within this brief episode that reveal how Jacob grows through his struggle.
Ynet, Jewish Scene.
December 8, 1331 Asia Jerusalem, Israeli guest left stunned after French TV host asks why he's wearing a kippah. Jewish journalist, likely unaware of French constitutional secularism, posts what she considers disturbing exchange with Dr. Cyril Cohen, who explains his daily use of skullcap, adding his name clearly identifies him as Jewish.